The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Devils Advocates Radio Show, the day after, the hump day after edition, at least in my estimation. A couple of big events last night. Badgers Big Ten champs cut down the nets in Madison, and Joe Biden in the great state of Wisconsin. Today they played this little ditty for Joe, apparently in Superior, Wisconsin, local high school band, honoring our president with Build Me a Buttercup.
I thought that Hail to the Chief might be, you know, particularly...
But well, there were a couple of other songs. I'm not sure why they showed the playlist, perhaps to contrast it with the Trump playlist. You know, it's always like Tiny Dancer. You can't always get what you want. A lot of Elton John. For some strange reason, the Trump rally playlist, very heavy on the Elton John tunes. But here is the Biden playlist, apparently. We've got the Build Me Up Buttercup, Seven Nation Army, Louie Louie, and Boogie Shoes. So those are what? Some crowd pleasers. Boogie right. Shoes.
Okay.
Da da da. Boogie Shoes.
See, those are generic things. But I think, like, one might with the Trump thing, one might get mad about, you know, Elton John. Oh, he should pull his music. But I think he should play more of it, because the people that are into Trump are definitely not Elton John fans. That's just all I'm saying. And the more, and like Grenada, the more we can just play stuff, maybe they'll just surrender eventually. But they didn't, did they?
You know, in Des Moines, it's always great on a hot Saturday night. Like, I was there in October for a Trump rally, and you see all the sweaty Iowans and Tiny Dancer in my hand. And I'm looking around. I'm like, there are no Tiny Dancers here. Most of these people are eating fried food on a stick. But anyways, Elton John, a big hit at the Trump rallies. Joe Biden in Wisconsin. Anyways, that's the headline. I don't know that it's a very newsworthy event, but worth mentioning. But let's talk about last night. And I confess to you people beforehand, I was not going to watch the speech live. Now, I lied a little bit because I did some flipping. And I did watch sort of the halftime. You know, literally the halftime. I watched the State of the Union address in real time during halftime. And Joe Biden, he was talking about the veterans and his own son, Bo, who used to be, you know, a veteran. Bo has subsequently died of brain cancer. And Joe's talking about his cancer moonshot and the veterans and how we need to take care of the veterans. And he got interrupted, Fancy Brian. Now, I don't know if you saw it on the rundown, but apparently we've got a little sound.
Just the memes.
Of Lauren Boebert. Boebert interrupted Joe Biden during the course of the State of the Union address. Cut 46. We're going to play it next. And I mean, this is not the first time that we've had a Republican interrupt the president. I think I speculated. What's the chances? Well, these days between Alito... And what was it? Joe Wilson, I forget who interrupted Obama. You lie!
Yeah, Joe Wilson, you shared the screen with him on Fox News.
No, that's not the same guy. That's Joe Walsh.
Joe Walsh.
And life's been pretty good for a guy that, you know, really didn't bring that much politically to the table. Joe Walsh from Illinois, not the same guy. I got to think who screamed at Obama, then scampered out of the chamber. But anyways... There was a less than rare occurrence again last night, and it was not a shocker one iota who it would be that during a respectful moment in the course of the President's State of the Union address, she felt it was necessary to pipe up. Lauren Boebert from Colorado, you know the one. Fancy Brian, play her interrupting the president, please.
A cancer that would put them in a flag draped coffin. I know. One of those soldiers was my son, Major Bo Biden.
So he's talking about flag-draped coffins and veterans that had died of cancer. And she thought it was just the perfect time to chastise him about Afghanistan. You know, interrupt the speech. Be just a little disrespectful, a little trolling. So anyways, you know, it was Boebert. If you had Boebert on the, you know, who's going to be the biggest jackass during the State of the Union speech, if you had her on the bingo card, well, you're both winners. Let's play a little of the president's speech. The only part of the speech that really gained a lot of sort of bipartisan support, if you will. Let's do just a little bit from the top of the president's speech, talking about Ukraine and unity. Cut 10, if you would. Well, we won't go there.
Give me a minute. The thing just closed.
I got it. Here we go.
Cut 10.
Tonight, we meet as Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, but most importantly, as Americans, with the duty to one another, to America, to the American people, to the Constitution, and an unwavering resolve that freedom will always triumph over tyranny.
Evan, a little bit more Putin. That SOB miscalculated. Cut 11.
6 days ago, Russia's Vladimir Putin sought to shake the very foundations of the free world, thinking he could make it bend to his menacing ways. But he badly miscalculated. He thought he could roll into Ukraine and the world would roll over. Instead, he met with a wall of strength he never anticipated or imagined.
And it's really ordinary citizens standing up to the Russians. Cut 12.
Every Ukrainian, their fearlessness, their courage, their determination, literally inspires the world. Groups of citizens blocking tanks with their bodies. Everyone from students to retirees to teachers turned soldiers defending their homeland.
Now, the Ukrainian ambassador was in the chambers, and she was acknowledged. Standing ovation, nearly a minute long. We got barely a minute left. Play cut 13, if you would.
The Ukrainian ambassador to the United States is here tonight, sitting with the First Lady. Let each of us, if you're able to stand and send an unmistakable signal to the world of Ukraine. Thank you.
It was mostly unified at the State of the Union. You only had one jackass Republican blurting out mid-speech. That was Lorne Boebert. Come back. We got nothing but the finest of guests right here. No blurting out. Bill Press, pundit, podcaster. You know him. You love him. He's our friend. More Devil's Advocates. Come back with us. I need you. More than anyone,
darling. You know that I don't know what we're yelling about.
You are a rude, terrible person.
No yelling on the bus!